Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We're your hosts, Spencer Halford and Cody Aiden, here to empower hotel owners and GMs with the latest strategies, tips, and insights from the hospitality industry. Whether you're running a hotel, a boutique hotel, or an independent property, our podcast is designed to help you elevate your game and revolutionize your property. Remember, for more resources and information, visit our website, www.thevibrantteam.com. Now let's dive into today's episode. What's up, everyone? It's your virtual GMs again, Spencer and Cody, here with another grade A banger. Super excited to get today kicked off. What's up, Cody? How are you?
You totally caught me off guard.
That was a real intro.
Yeah, you didn't like clap, and there was no like do re mi fa so la ti do.
I'll hit a clap, but
me. I was just like, you went. I was like, oh, we're doing it.
We're rolling.
Buckle up.
So today we are excited to talk to you guys. We've got a lot. We've wrote down a whole bunch of things that we want to talk to you about. We just finished up a bunch of events. You can check out Cody's last episode. Actually, that's two episodes ago about the hospitality show. If you missed that, that was a cool event.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then we are gearing up for another event. Really two events. One that's public, one that you and I are just going to go to.
Right.
In Florida. So we'll get into that. But as always, we start off with a segue. Brought to you by EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating Systems. You can check out our last episode with Craig Andrews, who has led us through the EOS process about that. So, Cody, do you want to get us kicked off?
Yeah. So, I will start with my professional best. So, one of our clients, Utah Luxury Tours, we started working with them right at the inception of Vibrant. It was actually our first branding, and I think maybe one of the first websites that we built for Vibrant. And they were obviously not in traditional hospitality where they're a tour operator. And so a lot of what we did was marketing, and we really didn't have our skis about us yet in the marketing world. We did our best, but we weren't great at it. And so they ultimately ended up leaving us, understandably so. And it was December of last year, we started the conversation of like, well, you know, I feel completely different about our abilities now. Why don't you give us another chance? And Brian and the team came back, and, you know, it's really hard when you have clients because you always want to deliver their expectations, and it's a hard thing to always nail that. And he sent us the nicest email saying, you know, this is not the same Vibrant it was before, and really kind of shouted out everyone and really hit on all of our core values that we really tried to aspire by. And it was just such an awesome experience.
It was really cool.
Unprovoked to get an email from a client just saying like, we appreciate you so much, and thanks for all that you do.
Check them out at UtahLuxuryTours.com too.
Oh, absolutely. And their website now is just, it's really one of my favorites.
Yep.
And they offer such a cool service. They've got a really cool thing coming up. I think it's October for the solar eclipse.
Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah, really cool thing. And so, Brian, if you're listening, thank you so much.
We love you, man.
It's so sparingly that people really give the unsolicited feedback. And so it's just so nice to get. So I really.
You often hear the bad.
Yeah.
Right? And hearing
you
the
always
good
was, hear the bad.
Yeah. Hearing the good was refreshing.
So thank you, Brian, for that. That really made my week. Such a nice thing to get. And then for personal, I am speaking at an event, in Columbus for Winning the Moment in September. It's a Book Thinkers Vet in conjunction with, Lewis's house.
Summit of Greatness.
Summit of Greatness. That's it. Yeah. So really exciting. I don't know why I didn't realize this, but I was looking at the flyer that they created, and I saw, and I realized my name was on it, obviously, because I'm speaking. And then I looked at the other speakers. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be sharing the stage with like pretty much they're all New York Times bestselling authors. And it just really hit me like, man, I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like I set out to do this thing, and like, it's happening. It's slowly, but surely, but it's happening. And so that was just a really cool, like aha moment of like, oh wow. Like I'm doing it.
Yeah. That is cool. Also real quick, where'd you get your shirt? That's a great shirt.
Yeah, this is a great shirt. So, Lululemon is one of our sponsors.
Yeah. Damn it. I'm gonna have to go there. After
and
this.
I'll tell you what is so great about Lululemon is I bought this shirt, let's see. It would have been 6 years ago. This shirt is 6 years
Lulu
old.
Lulu stands the test of time. Yeah. When I went on my LDS mission 10 years ago, I still have those same pair of pants. Lululemon.
Oh, yeah.
Dress the pants are yeah, they're amazing.
ABCs. You can't go wrong.
No. You got to buy two a year. You're going to be set for life.
Yep.
Yep. They're great. Okay. Getting into mine, I'll start with my work as well. So we work with a property called Gooseberry Lodges. You can check them out, gooseberrylodges.com. And actually kind of similar story to Utah Luxury Tours. We took them on. And in full transparency, we definitely fumbled the bag working with them before. It did not go well.
We were in a staffing transition.
Yes. We'll leave it at that too. We were going through a staffing transition, and ultimately we got fired by this client. Ended up coming back just in a marketing capacity, which really has been great. We've seen a huge number of direct bookings as opposed to OTAs, and there's a really great correlation. Sadly, this property uses Little Hotelier, so there's really no way for us to measure the return on ad spend or the booking sources just because of how that PMS is set up. But we are seeing a correlation from the day that we started running ads directly to the website, and the direct bookings going up and the OTA bookings going down. So we're seeing that our ads are working. And because we're a different company from when we were going through that staffing transition, we've been able to work in a fashion now where we're able to bring on virtual GM for them. And I know that's confusing because that's the name of this podcast. It's also a service we offer where we manage all the guest experience and interaction virtually from all over the United States. Our virtual GMs are mostly stay-at-home moms who run the property from their cell phones. And so this is going to be a huge relief for the property owner as he's been taking those calls. He's been cleaning. And it's just
running the whole property by himself.
Basically. Yeah, really. I mean, I don't even know if he's had a day off for a while. So,
and also we're batting 1,000. Everyone that leaves
comes back.
Has come back.
You know what's cool about that property too? I just found out they're putting in pickleball courts.
Oh, that is cool.
That's a great, nice little amenity for him. And then personal, Cody Breck and I are developing a property in Virgin, Utah. We won't say quite where yet, but it's going to be really great. And we went and toured some units that are really high-end, but prefab. I guess they're probably not prefab.
I would consider them a prefab. That's like how I would describe it. They come all put together.
Yeah.
They build it on their shop, and then they deliver it to your property, and it's just done.
So we went toward those, and we ended up with a really cool kind of custom design for our property. And so I think that will be something that we're able to pull the trigger on probably in the coming months.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about it. It's amazing how they use, because it's only 400 square feet.
Yeah.
But in that 400 square feet, you have a living space.
A lot.
You have a small dining space. You have a full kitchen, stove, microwave, fridge, full bathroom, private bedroom, and then a loft upstairs. So it's like really maximizing it. And then this particular piece of property that we're developing on has just 360 degree views of Southern Utah. And it's really just quite stunning.
Well, and it has a deck upstairs.
Right. So it's got the deck downstairs. Upstairs. So you'll be able to really take those views in. And the stars out there are going to be wild, you know, no light pollution. So really exciting stuff.
Yep. Super excited about that. So there's my segue.
Okay. Well, what I will tell you is that at the end of today's episode, we're going to give you the four best free advertising opportunities for your hotel. So you're going to want to stick around to the end or just fast forward if you don't have the time, but I suggest you stick around. But those are, we thought, you know, let's talk about some things that don't have any costs associated with them that really make a difference. And so we'll be talking about that at the end.
I've got some cool numbers on that.
Oh, good. That's great. Yep. So Spencer talked about some events that we have coming up. So Spencer and I are going to Florida, not this week, but next week, right? Mm-hmm. We fly out on Thursday. So we're going to go spend some time with our property in Gainesville, Florida, Sweetwater Branch Inn. So we're super excited to go visit them. We're really close on completing the refresh of their brand. And then we'll start their website, which I can't wait to take the website and give it the refresh it deserves. It's going to make a big difference.
It's really going to be amazing. That of all of our properties, as far as like when I go there, it's just magic.
Oh, I'm really excited to go back. In fact, it'd almost be exactly a year in between our visits because I think we went in October. So it's like been 10 months.
Yep.
So really excited to go there. We're going to go to, what's it called?
Itchituckney Springs.
One of the coolest things I've ever done.
Everyone should Google that. And I don't know how to spell it. Just sound it out. That's what I did. And I spell it wrong every time, but Google gives me the right results. In fact, we should put that up here.
I don't know if she can.
Can that go up there, Mallory and Blake?
I currently don't have the HDMI on my computer. So that's if a negative. You give me...
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I think
we'll put it in the show notes.
There it is.
There we go. When we went, Breck was just completely taken back by that.
Oh, yeah.
He was like on his like vision board and stuff like that.
yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. He had aspired to go there like his whole life.
What's interesting about that place, though, is that for you and I, prior to this property, we probably just thought of Gainesville as where the Florida Gators play.
Yeah.
The swamp. It's nowhere I ever cared to visit.
You know, it'd be cool. We should do a stadium tour this time. I'm sure they do that.
Oh, dude, of course they do that. Remember when we tried to get in?
Yeah, that doesn't make me think of it. We got so close. We got like just one small fence stopping us from being on the field.
I'm going to write that down so I remember it.
Yeah, I would love to do a stadium tour. That'd be so cool. And the best sushi I've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
Was in Gainesville. I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but the roll was called the Bomb Roll. Yeah, the food was all good.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back to the scene of the crime where I had an aggressive scooter wreck. So if you guys are fans of the show, then you know that we always press record and try and grow with video.
Shout out Sean Cannell.
Shout out Sean. And I thought it would be clever to record us riding scooters as Cornelia, the owner of the hotel, was giving us a tour of like the downtown and Gainesville area.
Which, by the way, is an amazing downtown.
So cool. Really fun. Great opportunity to go ride scooters. But this scooter, for whatever reason, on the East Coast, they have front brakes, which obviously makes no sense. And so I was, and they're very touchy too, by the way, unbelievable touchy. So I was filming with one hand going down a hill. And so I needed just a little bit of relief on the brake. So I gave it just a little tapsy. And it turned out it was a front brake and it didn't quite turn into a tap. And so then I felt myself going over, and I'm sure out of reflex, I probably
grabbed the brake over tea kettle. So I squeezed
it, and I fully flipped over the handlebars, road rashed myself so bad. I still have a scar to this day. I'll have it for the rest of my life on my shoulder.
You still have a scar?
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. I think it's – yeah, that's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, you do. Yep. Amazing.
So that is still there. And here's the really amazing thing. Talking about good clothing, we're so far off topic. Yeah. But I was wearing a BYLT shirt.
Yeah.
And I cut myself, have the scar, was bleeding, and my shirt did not rip.
Shirt was totally fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Pretty so amazing. Did that, messed up my knee. I mean, I was hurt. It was bad. I mean, like my feet probably flipped up over my head. I did the full scorpion. And didn't you guys like turn around?
I saw you.
Because I went,
I didn't see you do the flip, but I did see you sliding across the asphalt. And it looked like what I had imagined, like a penguin sliding into the ocean off of ice would look like just like a dive. You know,
oh, sliding. I tucked and rolled pretty good. I mean, I'm so lucky I didn't mess my face up. I could have broke my nose. I mean, it could have been.
You could have gotten that same scar on your face. That would have been bad.
Oh,
so, yeah, we are going to Gainesville. Very exciting. And some of this is actually brought in part from our good friends at Bytac.
Yep.
And we actually have a really cool kind of backstory to that. You should go back and listen to the Bytac episode we did with Rich Viola. He is the founder of Bytac. Just on the note of events, best hospitality events, bar none, amazing. And after this trip to Gainesville, Cody and I are driving. We leave from Gainesville. We're driving to Naples, Florida, which is on the south end of the state, for the Bytac Independent Conference. And what's cool, because we are on the buyer side of the table for Bytac, our trip is covered. So Bytac is flying us to Gainesville, and then we're going to meet with our property up there. Then we're driving to Naples. We'll do that conference, and then we will fly out of Naples back to St. George. And all of that is brought to us by Bytac.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And really we get to do a panel. From having Rich on our episode, we get to do a panel now. So we'll be on a panel discussion at Bytac, which we're really excited about. And I can say, I talked about it a little bit on the hospitality show, but going back to a hospitality event really just reinforced how good Bytac's networking is.
Because
like the first networking event at the hospitality show, as cool as it was and as much money as they spent, there was you couldn't actually network with anyone. You couldn't build relationships. You're just in a nightclub.
It's cool because Bytac spends less money and it's more effective.
Yeah.
But hospitality did good job at like making it seem big and amazing and spectacular, but the purpose of the conference wasn't accomplished for the
hospitality show did a great job of making the employees who go back to the managers and owners say, I got to go back next year.
They did an excellent job at that. That's for sure.
And even the second night that wasn't a nightclub and it was just like in that open entry area, you
still
know,
still hard.
It was like, it was better.
Yeah, way
but
better.
Still, you had to actively go pursue conversation.
That was like what Rich said, like, can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did he call that? Can I have your autograph syndrome or something like that? Uh-huh. Yeah, that was clever.
It was a good reminder just how good Bytac does. So we'll be down in Bytac, which we're super excited about. And then another exciting development. So as you guys know, if you're listeners, we have done a bunch of branding. We do brand refreshes. We'll build your brand. We've got a couple of big projects in the pipeline. What we hope to be a really awesome project in Montana. That'll be a casino, a full luxury resort, and a restaurant, potentially another property in Myrtle Beach. And so we've got some huge branding projects coming on. We're just on the heels of completing a Tapestry conversion, which if you're unfamiliar, Tapestry is a soft brand with Hilton. And what's so cool is we did such a good job, us in conjunction with RDC, who is our designers and architects, that is actually going to be Hilton's flagship example of how to do a conversion. So we're really excited about that. That being said, we still felt like we could step our game up in the branding department. And so we just had a meeting yesterday with the team from Bondier. Bondier is actually another local agency here in Southern Utah, but it was started by a guy named Glenn Price, who spent a bunch of time.
Glenn came in too.
Yeah, really cool. He started marketing in Manhattan and had a bunch of success there and wanted to bring that big city marketing mind to marketing and branding mind to Southern Utah. And they have just done some incredible stuff.
He's done a great job with that.
Yeah, like if you go look at Intergalactic, Intergalactic is a company here in, also in Southern Utah, but they, their company, Ram and Intergalactic, they have, their goal is to have a piece of machinery in every single machine in the sky. So whether it's a satellite or it's an airplane, like they want to have manufactured at least something on every single thing in the sky. And the Intergalactic is like, I don't know what they do. They work in like spaceships and stuff.
Yeah. I've tried to like go to their website and figure out what they do. And it's so a lot ambiguous.
So go check out their website. They did everything there. So that's a great example of what they can do. They obviously did the branding for the Cliff Rose. So you can go check that out. They did, another buddy of mine who's here in St. George as a company, it's like insurance on drop shipping. I can't remember what that one's called, but they did theirs. It's really good. Corso is what it's called. Corso is the name. So go check out Bondier, see their branding. I can't wait to work with them, like to kind of meld the two minds.
I think they'll be great.
I think we're going to do just absolutely incredible work. I'm so excited for the project in Montana. And I think that when it's all said and done, it'll be the best work we've ever done. So really, really excited to work with them, with their team.
Hey guys, thanks for sticking with us on this episode of the Virtual GM Podcast. We're passionate about sharing our latest strategies and trends to help you make your hotel the best it can be. For more resources and to stay connected with our vibrant community, don't forget to visit us at thevibrantteam.com. Before we continue with the second half of this episode, here's a quick action you can take to transform your property. Book a free consultation with us at www.thevibrantteam.com, and on our homepage, there is a book consult button. Click that, schedule a time to chat with me, and let's learn how we can elevate your hotel together. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions in the second half of our episode. Yeah, I think that'll be cool. If anyone wants to see the property, what it'll be like, just watch the show Yellowstone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. And to be able to have a casino, that's something that we've never, you know, never been close to. And we'll be pretty hands off with that. I think for all the legal reasons, we're not able to like be involved in any management of it. But certainly we'll be helping tell the brand story and how we're going to cohesively tie all that together. So it's going to be just a truly incredible project.
Speaking of casino, I was looking at the F1 route in Vegas.
Yeah.
That thing goes right in front of the Virgin Curio.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. And that got me thinking about how you guys are always talking about the casino and that thing.
Oh yeah. God, it's terrible. The Virgin really shit the bag. I'm sorry, Virgin, if you're listening. You just did, you know. The Hard Rock was cooler.
Yeah.
They messed the casino up. They contracted out with a company from Connecticut. A casino company out of Connecticut, which makes no sense.
No.
And it's like, you get your chips and it's like, wait, what? And the whole thing's bad. They really blew it.
Super weird.
I want to go to F1 so bad, but it's just outrageously expensive. In fact, Kyle sent me an image of all the F1, like what it costs to go to an F1 race across the world, right? Where it starts and where it gets to.
Yep.
And like the average cost is probably about $350 for a ticket to F1 globally.
Okay.
Vegas is $2,500 to get in the door.
Just for like bleacher seating?
Just, yeah, to have general admission. Vegas is going to make an absolute killing on that thing.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, like the one in Dubai was like $346. So,
oh, that's shocking in Dubai.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. So great move for Vegas. It's so important for people in hospitality to have an event-centric mind, right? Yeah. You got to have reasons to bring people in. I mean, the economic impact of F1 in Vegas is going to be absolutely unbelievable. Totally. I mean, all the hotel rooms, because I, knowing, like, being that I love F1 and then I also am in hospitality, I was like, oh, I'm going to get in there before anyone even knows about it. Like, nope. Even if the rooms weren't sold, they just said sold out, right?
For sure.
And Breck was saying just the other day that he got, like, an employee discount rate at, like, the Wynn, I think it was. And the employee rate was like $15,000 for the F1 weekend.
Breck is going down there?
No, because it's $15,000. But that's what the employee rate would have been. So it's like the prices are just crazy. And so I think if you're in hospitality, you want to have your ears to the ground of what the events are.
Right. Because
so often what happens too is there are great events, and if you're not paying attention, your rooms are getting booked up at your regular rate when there's a higher demand and you should have had a higher rate to associate with that. So you really got to be paying attention to what's going on in your community so you can price and rate appropriately, but also you can be a part of creating an event. You can create a reason to come and stay at your properties.
That actually reminds me, Water Canyon Winery is hosting Zion Yoga Fest this year, which is a really great application of a small property taking advantage of a really big opportunity. You guys should check this out. It's a Water Canyon Winery. Google that. And the same guy who owns the winery also owns, how many units is it now? Is it 16, 14?
I'm not sure if they're all done yet. So it's either 15 or 17, depending on where the new units are.
15 or 17 units in Hilldale, Utah. And he's got this huge collection of yogis that go to this thing every year called Zion Yoga Fest. And it's usually in the Zion Canyon. But now it's in Greater Zion, so down and around in Hilldale, which is still probably should be Zion National Park.
Yeah, I mean, it's the backside of it. It's beautiful.
Yep, it's beautiful. And now there's going to be a huge event that happens on this guy's property.
Yeah, and he's sold out.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really cool. And Water Canyon Winery is just a stunning piece of ground.
Kayla and I were saying we need more wine, and I was like, damn it, I kind of want to drive out to Hilldale today, go get more wine.
That also made me think of the Shelbyville Inn. Right,
yeah, Shelby Inn.
Yep. Because they had a wedding venue.
Yep.
And that's why they ended up purchasing the hotel. Because it's like, oh, well, we can just be on both sides of the coin. Yep. Right. So I just saw the pictures yesterday of the updated rooms with the new bedding and stuff. It already looks so much better.
Even small things too. Charmaine from Hotels Az texted me and she said that there was a international soccer match that happened in Albuquerque and that they got the team from England to stay at the hotel.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very cool.
Which is awesome. And that's a small event.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know, maybe it's big in Albuquerque, but it's so cool that the team stayed there and they had a blast and hung out at the bar all night.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another funny story too. So we have with our clients biweekly meetings where we take the EOS platform and do a level 10 with them. And we were having our level 10 with the dwellings yesterday and the owner goes, Cody, on your podcast, you said it's important you respond to all the reviews. She's like, are we doing that for our property? So we pulled up their TripAdvisor and showed her where we'd responded. But it was just funny because it's like, man, they're going to hold our feet to the fire. You know, if we're on here saying we should be doing stuff, we gotta live it.
It's pretty amazing. I think in that episode, we actually showed that we did that. Maybe that's a different episode.
We did one time, though. We did have it pulled up. You're right. We did have that. So
we did do that.
Yep. That was pretty funny. It was cool to see that come full circle.
I know. That is really cool. Another big win for us. We talked about that during my work wins, but this is actually really cool. We offer a service called Virtual GM. It allows hotel owners to essentially drop a lot of overhead expense on paying for front desk staff, night auditor, and it lets us manage all of their guest interactions for them virtually. What that means is that we answer the phones, respond to the TripAdvisor reviews, manage all the guest interactions for special requests, like it's our anniversary.
Charge
like
the guests.
Yeah, charge the guests, move them around in the different room types, things like that. Answering the phones is really a big one of that. And we are about to onboard the Gooseberry Lodges for Virtual GM, which is really exciting. And Cody, you work in this world a little bit more than I do, so maybe you can speak to some of the advantages of why a hotel owner would want to do a service like this.
Yeah. So the great thing about Virtual GM is typically in your property, your biggest expense is going to be either your mortgage, if you have one, or your payroll. It's one of the two or both, right? And so we found a way to alleviate one of the two, and that's they're offering the Virtual GM because what we're able to do is take on all the responsibilities of guest interaction. And so you don't have to have a front desk person, assuming your property's set up right. Because you got to have some things in order to execute this.
It's hard to do it if you're interior corridor.
Right. If you're interior corridor, you can do it, but it's difficult. You need to have smart locks where it doesn't require a key, right? And then you need to have a good PMS that allows all the integrations you need to make that work. So there's there are a few things you got to put in and some investments you have to make. But once you do that, the savings are, you know, out of this world. So what we do as we take and make all your reservations, as Spencer said, and we've got a team of virtual GMs. And so as an owner, there's no stress for you. Like if you have a front desk staff and that person's sick, well, now either you're the front desk staff or you've got to find someone, right? So right. that's our responsibility. And we have so many that even if something was to happen to one of the virtual GMs, another one would be able to step in and take care of it. And so you don't ever have to worry about your staffing. You don't have to worry about your phones being answered. We take care of all your TripAdvisor reviews. We're all the guest interaction from inquiries about booking, to your pre-arrival information, to your mid-stay check-in, to your after-stay follow-up, right? And we're doing everything. Like if they've got a card on file and that card's not going through, then we're going to turn off the door code and they cannot get in the room until we get the card and charge them. And there's so many things that happen behind the scenes that you don't even think about, where if you didn't have that oversight, you could easily have someone, if you just had that automated system and they got their door code, they went in, they stayed, they left, and then you never got an updated card from them, then they're probably never going to get it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we've got that touch point. And then they're also on all of our biweekly calls. So then they're giving all the updates to the property owners. Like, these are the guest issues we're having. Here's what the guests said that were really good. They really just are so in tune to your business. And so for the properties that we use it, outside of housekeeping, and ideally a maintenance person, you don't have to have any staff, which is just such an incredible benefit. And then what they do too is they will work with the housekeepers. Now the housekeepers will manage their own schedule, but they do that with inside the PMS that we use, which obviously you know that we are big fans of WebRes Pro. WebRes Pro, if you're listening, make sure you jot that down. It's at 10:32 on a Friday.
It's not always bad, guys.
but so they work with the housekeepers. So if a guest asks for an early check-in or a late check-out, they're conversing back and forth with the housekeepers to make sure that's acceptable. And ultimately, they're just taking care of your property for you. And they all go through training. So we do, we like to work with Brad Anderson. He has Blueprint Creations. He's based out of Scottsdale. Incredible hospitality mind. He's been in the industry for like probably over 20 years and just really knows customer service in and out. So all of our virtual GMs have been to or a part of one of his trainings. We record all the phone calls. So if an owner ever wanted to know, they could pop on and listen to the call logs. And I really just believe that our whole team does such an incredible job of representing the properties.
Yeah, it's a really revolutionary service that came and was born during COVID.
Yeah.
Just for the contactless check-in. And now it's something that we apply to multiple properties. And it really is a huge cost saver. Like when you compare directly against the full-time cost of at least a GM or at least a front desk agent.
In fact, the story is I was at the dwellings with Janet.
Yep.
And I was sitting down talking about our offerings and what we do. And they had built a unit that, number 11 at the dwellings has a full kitchen in it. It's the only one that's like a full kitchen.
Right.
Because they originally built that to have someone live in. They're going to have an on-site manager, right? Yeah. And so that manager would have made $60,000 a year plus lived in that unit. So then what's your opportunity cost on that unit? That manager's probably costing you $100,000 a year at minimum, right? And so as she was talking about that and the obstacles with that and how's that really going to work, I was like, and we were trying to bring Drez back on at the time, but we didn't have a role for him. And so Virtual GM was really born out of trying to create an opportunity for us to have enough income to bring Drez back on.
Yeah.
And ultimately I was like, Janet, what if we just did that for you virtually? And that was really how it all came
Amazing.
About. Just through that, just like an idea of, if you're going to be paying all this money, we can do it for you for a fraction of the cost.
Yep.
And because she had already set it up, because Janet was so, she's so interested in the industry. Like she goes to all the shows, she does all the research, she's in the Facebook groups.
Totally.
So much of what we do, a lot of it we learn from Janet. Like she's the one who got Lynx Locks first. Like she did that and then we have then copied that. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so her being such a trailblazer really helped create that entire segment of business that we have.
That's cool. Yeah, I didn't really know that part of the story. That's really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a service that we offer. If you guys are interested in that, shoot me an email, spencer@thevibrantteam.com. Just love to go over the logistics with you. It's probably time we get into these tips.
Yeah. So today we're going to give you the four best free advertising opportunities for your hotel.
Okay, so I will kick it off. This is one that we've started doing, and it's something that we're going to start deploying with our properties, but this would be YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts is a competition to something like TikTok or Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts are remarkably easy. We can get into some of the strategy of this in another episode, but what's really nice is you can take a short form video, same size, vertical on your iPhone, and YouTube rewards you for posting these instead of your long form. It's putting in front of the right audience. And I just want to go over some of those numbers and what that looks like for us. I uploaded a short yesterday. Man, I mean, it's probably like a how long do you think? Like a 45 second.
Was that the one we made on Munch?
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, that was short. It was like 16 seconds.
It was very short. So all of this is free. We didn't pay for it. So our last one, I thought this was climbing a lot faster, but it has almost 400 views, 12 likes. There's another one that we put up. It has 1,200 views. And keep in mind, like, our YouTube channel has 50 subscribers.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're getting, like, they're not millions of views, but they're good views.
Well, right? And I think when you say that, Alex Ramosi has a great perspective on this, right? Yeah. And he says, when I was starting out, I just told myself, if I could get in a room with 1,200 people and talk to them, yep, how valuable would that be? Right. And when you change your mindset to think of it that way, it's like, oh, yeah, that, or even 400, right? Because 400
is
like,
a lot.
It's like, oh, man, you could look at that and say, oh, it's not very much reach digitally. But if you take Alex's mindset and say, if we got in front of a room of 400 people and got to just talk about virtual GM for 30 seconds, obviously that would be awesome, you know? And so it's creating all of this exposure, yep, and all it takes is time.
Absolutely, it does. So use YouTube Shorts. Figure out how to film your short form video, or consolidate your long form to your short form. There's a great app called, what is it, GetMunch?
GetMunch.
GetMunch.com.
That was a tip from our boy Sean Cannell at Think Media.
Shout out to Sean Cannell on episode 32 with the Virtual GM podcast. He actually goes over that. So go back and watch that one.
And I talked to Blake and Mallory about it, and Mallory said that she actually liked Opus more.
Yeah. Really?
And so we'll have to check that one out too.
Okay, cool. We'll try Opus. Maybe it does kind of like what our guy does.
Yeah.
Puts in videos or photos or something. Okay, so that's tip number one. Use YouTube Shorts.
Okay, so tip number two, we talk about this ad nauseum, but it's because it's so important. So tip number two is get your TripAdvisor up. Some people don't even have TripAdvisors, which is crazy because it's free. Now, you can do advertising and stuff on TripAdvisor, and we've tested that and haven't had a bunch of success. So I'm really just talking about having your listing. So get it up if you don't. And if you do have it, make sure it's relevant. Make sure you have all the imagery in there that's updated and reflecting your property as it is now. Make sure you're responding to all of your reviews. Be asking for reviews. Every single guest that stays, you should be asking them for a review. Because if you're doing a good job, you shouldn't be worried about bad reviews. And sometimes bad reviews give your overall review some believability. Because if you've got a bunch
of fives. They're all 5 stars.
And there's a 3-star in there, 1-star. It's like, oh, okay, so someone has had a bad experience, but look how the hotel handled it.
Right.
And so you've just got to exist in that space. So if you don't have one, go create it. If that seems daunting and you don't know how to do it, reach out to us. We'll walk you through how to get it set up. It really isn't that difficult, but we'd be happy to help you do that. So make sure you have a TripAdvisor. If you already do, go through it. Make sure there's not a review that exists that you haven't responded to. Even if it's old, go and respond to it, and then make sure all of your imagery is up to date and all your contact information is all up to date.
Yeah, and we have a great episode about how to optimize your TripAdvisor too. So even if you think your TripAdvisor is awesome, maybe go back and watch that and just see if you hit all the touch points that we
Yeah, and go check out the Dwelling TripAdvisor because theirs is phenomenal.
Totally.
That'll give you an idea of like what a really dialed TripAdvisor can look like.
Yep. Okay. So tip number three is to run Google Hotel Ads. And this one comes with a little bit of an asterisk. So Google Ads in general are often thought of as like pay-per-click ads, like you're bidding on a keyword to buy. This is different. Google Hotel Ads, when you Google your hotel name and you go to your Google My Business profile and all the OTAs are listed there, booking.com, Expedia,
all of them, Orbitz, anything under the sun.
The stuff you haven't even heard of, right? It's all there. And it has a price that links right to the OTA. You can put your direct booking website right there. And that's a huge advantage, but you have to have an integration partner to do this. So here's how you set that up. The platforms that I know that you can do this with would be WebRest Pro, Think Reservations, Jones Quorum.
Windsurfer.
Yeah, Windsurfer. Gotcha. And I think there's several others too.
Does Little Hotelier have it?
No.
It doesn't? Okay.
No, but that doesn't surprise me. But yeah. Little Hotelier is a SiteMinder company, and SiteMinder does.
Okay. I bet ResNexus does too, but I don't know.
It does.
Sure. ResNexus.
Yes. Okay. ResNexus does. Just on that note, ResNexus return on ad spend tracking, very easy.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So extremely simple. Probably the easiest we've done yet.
Yeah, I think ResNexus does some good stuff.
They do. Yeah. It's a Utah company too.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So with the integration, you usually have to pay for the integration. So with WebRes Pro, it's like $130 or something.
It's $150 one time to get the integration set up, and then it's $30 a month. But that, I mean, like our property, the Chuck Wagon in Torrey, Utah, in the first month of having that with no ad spend attached to it.
$0. So this is where that free comes from.
Yep, just having the link up, they got 38 bookings last month. from that link.
Just through that link.
Yep.
So that $30 of spend, what do you think that would equate to?
Oh, well,
booked revenue.
Well, at least, let's see. If their average length of stay is a day and a half.
Right.
Okay, so let's do that times 1.5 times that times 38. So that's about $8,000 in revenue.
Just for spending the $150 to set it up and $30 a month.
Yep.
So that's a huge win. And this can be pretty hard. We didn't know that you had to have an integration like a year ago.
Yeah.
Now we've figured that out. And a lot of that is because of our relationship with Think Reservations and being able to turn that on. And then WebRest Pro stepping up and being able to add that too, which was a huge value. Huge. Shout out to WebRest Pro.
I'd say that's the biggest return that I've seen of anything we've ever done for such a small, like just like basically turning a light switch on.
Yeah.
I don't think anything has ever converted as quickly or as efficiently as the Google Hotel Ads.
It's probably your hotel's best salesman. You should absolutely deploy it. And if you need help figuring out if your platform can do it or just have more questions, reach out to us. We're happy to answer that.
Yep. Okay, so tip number four is make sure you're listed with your DMO or your CVB. So wherever you operate, you should have a local agency, whether through the county or in some capacity that's representing tourism for your state. That's where all of your TRT, your transient room tax goes. So for us here where we live, ours is Greater Zion. And so all of those bureaus, CVBs, DMOs, destination marketing organization will always have a website that represents the area, and you should be able to get listed on those for free. Now, maybe there's some things you can pay for to have more exposure, but you should be able to have a listing for free, and you want to make sure that you're on that because they've got the ad spend that most hoteliers just can't touch. I mean, the Greater Zion budget for ads is just out of control, right? So they're going to have so much more reach than any of our hoteliers ever could. So you want to make sure that you're represented on that. And then like we just saw with Sweetwater in Gainesville, theirs is alphabetical. Which sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because they're Sweetwater, right? Yep. So it's like you have to click through like 9 pages before Sweetwater comes up. And so I would also work with your DMO and CVB to have it be on a rotation because everyone should be getting equal opportunity for exposure to your guests. But that's an easy one. There definitely should be no cost associated with that because you're already paying for it really with your TRT tax. Right. So make sure that you're being represented on that. And same thing as your TripAdvisor. Don't just expect it to be done right. Go and look at your listing. Make sure it's got the right imagery. Make sure it's talking about the right things. It has all the right contact information.
Your website, not an OTA.
And the part of your website you want it to go to.
Yeah.
So you can build a special landing page for it if you wanted. Really make sure you're utilizing that platform in an effective way.
And get involved with your DMO too. Like,
absolutely.
Charmaine is very involved with Visit New Mexico or Visit Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And we're very involved with Greater Zion.
Yep.
But some of these are defunct. Like you need to find like bigger things. Like Salt is involved with the Washington, like the state DMO because the Owako one is so bad.
Right.
Right. So take time and invest in your community and find a DMO or be active in your DMO and make sure that it's optimized and you're getting attention there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are our four tips. That's your four free sources of advertising for your hotel. Is there anything else we want to add to this episode? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks for staying tuned. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, email us if you have any questions, comments, add us both on LinkedIn. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Virtual GM. And that's a wrap on another episode of the Virtual GM podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We hope you found today's insights valuable and that they'll help you make a real difference at your property. Remember, it's all about creating memorable guest experiences and running a successful hotel. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Share our podcast with other hotel owners and GMs who could benefit. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @virtualgmpodcast for exclusive content and updates. We appreciate your support, and until next time, keep thriving and stay vibrant.